Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the Tyson-Jake Paul fight plus the hula hoop record. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the most outrageous video ever because it features real girls, and not just any real girls, but real girls on video going,
woo!
Oh yeah, just the way you love them. Real girls on video going,
woo!
All kinds of real girls on video going,
woo!
All across America. Real girls on video going,
woo!
Features real girls, and each copy of Real Girls on Video going,
woo!
Features a group of loser drunk guys going,
yeah!
That's right, you get Real Girls on Video going,
woo!
And loser drunk guys going,
yeah!
And hey, act now and you'll receive at half price Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
That's Real Girls on Video going,
woo!
And the bonus tape, Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
And the drunk loser guys going,
woo-hoo!
But wait, order now, and Frigo All Video will throw in Real Girls on Video going,
woo!
And
woo!
That's Real Girls on Video going,
woo!
Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
And Real Girls on Video going,
woo!
And
woo!
And all complete with loser drunk guys going,
yeah!
Order now!
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, they had a get-together yesterday.
Oh.
And a hype press conference.
Well, that must be coming up.
Chit-chatting, that's coming up. Here's Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hope he's...
July 20th is the fight.
Is that young feller planning his funeral?
I don't know what to expect. I know I'm like most men my age. I wanted to see Mike win. I miss Mike, the boxer.
And Mike's training hard,
we'll
and he
see.
Still has, what, two months?
Yeah, July 20th, so a little over two months,
Yikes, yeah. Okay, well, we'll see. Looking forward to it.
Well, during the news conference yesterday, Jake said that they, remember they used to call Mike Tyson Iron Mike?
Sure,
Well, Jake talks about that.
Yeah, look, they call him Iron Mike Tyson, but I'm Titanium Jake Paul.
Titanium, Jake Paul.
All right.
That didn't hit as hard as he wanted it to.
No, yeah, it really didn't. And then Mike said...
Is that the goal here? Are you trying to put an end to Jake Paul?
No, I really like Jake a lot, you know, but once he's in that ring, he has to fight like his life is dependent on it, because it will be.
There you go.
Yeah. His life depends on it, because it will be. Don't kill me, Mike.
Yeah, jeez.
Did you ever see that? There's a video out there called Mike Tyson's Biggest Knockouts or Greatest Knockouts. It's unbelievable. There'll never be another boxer like that.
I can't believe Jake Paul is this stupid.
Is he
that good of a boxer?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know. He's never fought heavyweight. He's got to go up a couple pounds to be heavy. He's real big.
And I've talked to two guys who know what they're talking about when it comes to this stuff.
Yes.
I asked them both the same question. Is he good? Talking about Jake Paul, and the one guy said, "Yeah, he's not bad." The other guy said, "No, he's not a fighter." So,
all right,
I have no idea.
What is Tyson 57 or so?
57.
How old's exactly Jake Paul? 30s.
He's in his late 30s.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Jake Paul is 27.
Oh.
30 years younger. That's where I got the 30. Ooh. There you go.
Well, maybe he'll just run away from him the whole time.
If he makes it one round, that's impressive, right?
I guess. I don't know what to think. I didn't think he'd win any fights at all.
He is trained.
He is training.
He's fighting. Yeah, I don't know.
I would think one punch from Mr. Tyson could kill you.
I would think that.
But the age. He's trained to. Oh, yeah.
The age. I mean,
I don't think.
That will be a factor.
It's not like they're doing the 100-yard dash.
I've heard both sides.
No, it's harder.
I've heard Tyson's too old for this. He's messing around. He shouldn't be in the. I've heard that. And I've also heard that Mike is going to kill him. Jake's bitten off more than he could chew. So I don't know. I think both fighters get him $100 million. I know that, or something like that.
The rumors are
crazy.
In your opinion, is this thing on the up and up?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely on the up and up.
Well, I mean, boxing in general is not on the up and up.
Well, I don't think that's...
No, it's completely fraudulent. They don't announce the score until it's over.
Boxing in general and completely fraudulent.
Yes, if it was legit, they would announce the score after each round.
Or?
And it's not.
I don't know if that matters.
Of course, if you've heard a basketball game and they didn't announce the score till it was over.
That's different.
It's two different things.
It really is different.
Yes, it is.
If you're in the ring with the guy, if you're losing, you're going to hit him harder.
I think the mentality is, I don't know how I'm doing. I need to keep.
That's why
the mentality
that's
is
why they
it's,
don't
it's,
tell
it's
people
rigged
the score.
And fixed.
Right.
And
yeah, there you go.
No.
What are we doing? You're right, Tom. It is all rigged and fixed.
It's illegitimate.
It's illegitimate, rigged and fixed. And
They would post the score after each round.
I think we do know it's going to be huge.
Oh, yeah.
The ratings will be gigantic.
What if it was close?
And you don't have to pay for it. I don't know how much they'd be able to pay for it if you had to buy it. But Netflix is going to stream it. So
yeah.
And by the way, get used to them doing sporting events. Netflix, rumor is that they're going to have the NFL games on Christmas Day on Netflix. Because apparently, somehow, the Christmas Day games they just announced for the NFL aren't covered by the recently signed television agreement. So apparently they can put them wherever they want them.
And they're about to buy the NBA, I think.
And the NFL's going to buy the NBA. And then we'll see where the NBA and NFL
are. It'll be billions. Okay.
After this extra point, they're going to try a foul shot. And then,
Ace, did your Birmingham team win over the weekend?
Still undefeated.
Oh.
It was tough, though.
St. Louis gave them a run for their money?
That's right. Little League games are good, too. Yeah.
A.J. McCarron was on it.
And yesterday, yes, he was. Was he on it?
Yeah.
He's quite the quarterback. Would you like to go see the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight? Well, I've got a deal for you.
All right.
Let's see. VIP packages cost $2 million and give fans unprecedented access to the July 20th bout. as well as all events leading up to it. The package release
for that kind of money, you better be the cut man.
Has been it's called the MVP Owner's Experience. One of the biggest benefits of the package is a pair of ringside apron seats, which is a first in boxing. I don't know what that means. The $2 million also gets you four first row floor seats and four second row floor seats.
By the way, he said flunt.
I almost did say flunt.
But what would that be, Jeff?
Those ringside floor seats.
I got the flunt view.
AT&T Stadium. Oh, yeah. You guys could go be in person and watch us at Jerry World there. Would you like to go see that? AT&T Stadium? See it live?
Some people will be a lot better on TV.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
I'll be on a boat in the middle of the ocean, thank God.
In addition to the up-close view of the action, the $1 million price tag gets fans a top-shelf open bar with an all-exclusive food menu. Well, I hope so. It also comes with boxing gloves signed by Paul and Tyson, a two-night stay at the hotel, a spot on stage for the weigh-in. Plus, there's more, they're saying, but they haven't figured it all out yet, he says.
Meaning they don't know the names of the whores.
Exactly.
Yeah.
let's see. Yep, July 20th. It'll be the first professional fight of Tyson's career in 19 years, it says. Mm-hmm. Even though he did fight an exhibition bout against Roy Jones Jr. I'm not sure, like 2 or 3 years ago. But we'll see what happens. And that brings us to
Stupid World Record.
Two British teenagers teamed up to break the Guinness World Record for the most double arm hula hoop rotations with a human belt in 30 seconds.
Now, to be clear,
why don't you explain to me what I just read?
At first, I thought, is the human belt like an Ed Gein thing?
Oh.
No, it never entered my mind, and I'm very happy about
it. Same here,
that.
And I'm a lunatic.
Yeah.
It's the one young lady wraps herself around the other young lady's waist.
Okay. Yeah.
You following me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
Now. So
yeah, it's hot. It's hot, Josh. Yeah.
She's sort of a acrobat gymnast
right?
type.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Uh-huh. And
right.
Then the other woman
there
has...
You go.
There she, yeah, there
oh.
you go.
Oh,
and the other lady has her arms up in the air and is spinning two hula hoops.
Oh, okay, this around her wrist.
Oh, very... and that hair hanging down is the other girl's
yes.
hair on her
yeah.
head.
Yes,
oh.
yes.
Yeah. Well. I thought she might have had a suit malfunction there. I'm sorry.
That would be one.
That is
that'd be one pursuit.
That'd be Crystal Gale.
Crystal Gale level bush.
Yeah. Crystal Gale level.
You'd have to part it like those bead curtains in the 70s.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Coming in.
You'd think it'd make that noise, too.
Yeah, yeah. I had those bead curtains.
Did you really?
So did I.
Your bedroom at home?
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
At college, too?
As a kid?
No. When I was in like junior high school.
Mm-hmm. Did you take the door off the hinges, or did you just put the beads up?
My bedroom had a... I didn't have a bed in my bedroom.
Okay.
I always slept in my sister's room.
Doesn't this remind you of stepbrothers when they want to make the bunk beds? Think of all the floor space we'd have.
My room was like my office.
All right.
But yeah, there was like a little hallway to get to my room. So,
yes.
So I had a regular door. Then I had the beads.
Ah.
Then I had my posters, Jefferson Airplane, Beatles.
That's pretty rad.
Doors.
Wait a minute, you had a welcoming area to your bedroom.
I like it.
Like
the access to the attic was above in that little hallway there. So I had like a double entry. But I had the beads.
I have those beads instead of bathroom doors. My guests hate it.
Everything just wafts right through.
I didn't have a door on my bedroom bathroom. The primary bedroom. Mm-hmm. I had to put up one of those
barn doors.
Nope, it's called a barn door, and.
That's even better, though.
But it's okay, but it still doesn't, if there's an odor coming out of there.
Oh, yeah. It's like a trap thing. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. It real cool.
It keeps it kind of warm in there. You start on a cold day, you start that shower.
We don't have a door in our bedroom. It's
on your bedroom or your bathroom?
Bedroom. The
really?
Whole bedroom. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What?
What if your girls sleep over?
What if your dogs come in during... You look around and there's one...
The dogs are up there with us anyway, but...
They
it's,
are?
Yes.
So you got to have an audience?
And you get down to business.
You like that, don't you?
Yeah, you like being watched.
So the girls
audience.
Come around the corner and... All right.
You have to go around the corner and up the stairs.
Oh. All right, baby.
Wait a minute. Is this the only room you have upstairs? Is
looks
your bedroom? Self.
Must be Andy's birthday.
It's above the garage.
Right.
So, yes, it's the,
so
only,
it's the only room up
there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that makes a little
sense. I didn't get him a gift.
Well, looks like mom's got a coming.
I need a gift.
Yeah, she's got it coming, all right. Yeah,
so, in any event, this may be one of the dumbest world records of all time.
9 days.
It takes skill, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's
Liberty Barros wrapped herself around hula hoop sensation Miriam Olawiola's waist while the latter performed a total of 79 hula hoop rotations on both arms.
Wow.
A Guinness World Record official is what we're going with from now on. I've been talked to.
All right.
No more adjudicator.
Okay. I like the word adjudicator.
I know you do, and people have noticed.
Really?
Okay.
Adjudicator just sounds like a word that you would never have a reason to use in real life.
Yeah, it's one of those.
What do you do for a living? Oh, I'm an adjudicator.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really? So sure you are, buddy.
Yeah, what are you really? Yeah. What's your...
Oh, my goodness. What have we done?
So now, is
a Guinness World Record official witnessed the attempt and presented the 16-year-olds with a certificate. Mm-hmm. I take back everything I said about the one, especially with the really long hair.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah.
You should have told somebody.
It's got to be legal somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 16.
Big, I think it's a big world out there.
Yeah. It's absolutely. Okay with the parents.
It's Thailand.
Thailand.
You'd be Germany. Grandma already.
Oh, my gosh.
So I wonder who gave out first, the girl wrapped around her waist or the hula hoop?
Doesn't it kind of seem like that's the harder part?
Yes.
It's only 30 seconds, so.
Oh, they had to do it within a certain amount of time. Yeah. Holding yourself around her waist like that had to be so hard.
Yeah. They're skilled gymnasts, both of them.
Yeah, but.
They look to be.
I just know David Rush is currently training his kids to do this. All right.
Is that right?
I can beat these chicks. All right, honey, get back up here.
All right, Dad, I'll do it if you can tell me my name.
I'll do it with the kids. Where are the kids? They're in college.
We have, this is the graduation season.
Boy, is it.
And, we have an odd graduation story.
I love graduation parties.
Do you?
Yes. I have so many great memories from many graduation parties. It was quite popular.
Well, tell me all about it.
Oh, geez. Just
amazing gifts.
Makeout sessions, drunkenness.
Seemed to go
just so fun.
But you
they really did.
But you were in high school.
Yeah.
That's right. And, I would drink college. In high school.
No.
Back then it was legal.
Thomas Jefferson University has apologized for mispronouncing the names of graduates during a commencement ceremony.
Oh, no.
Multiple videos posted on TikTok show the announcer mispronouncing the names of several nursing school students as they receive their diplomas.
Oh, God.
Instead of Molly Elizabeth Camp, for example, the speaker says Melina Zebeth Kapp.
How's that happen?
For Allison Nicole Bishop, the speaker says, Alisuna Cole Bishop.
These are normal names.
Yeah.
And instead of saying Thomas, they say Tomome. The school expressed its sincerest apology in a statement sent to students saying in part that the mispronunciations occurred due to the way phonetic spellings were presented on the speaker's cards, which was noted when the presenter apologized during the ceremony.
You don't need the phonetics when the name is Thomas.
Right?
Yes.
If you see some of these videos, it's really funny. They're just, the names are just butchered.
I bet it's cringe.
Not if it was your kid.
And I didn't know there was a Thomas Jefferson University. I thought it was, his university was the University of Virginia, I thought, but. Got his own place now. Now if Jefferson had been there, he would, of course, called most of the lady graduates toots.
It's quite the womanizer. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Father of our country.
And a lot of other folks.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. There you go.
Speaking, we've been talking about names all day. We have this story. Then we had naming Jess's little puppy.
No, thank God that's over.
And she decided on Tag. Punxsutawney Phil's recent offspring now have names.
They do.
Yes. Phil's human handlers announced on Mother's Day that the two kits born this spring to Phil and his partner Phyllis are going to be named
Phil and Phyllis.
Sunny and Shadow.
Sunny? Oh, okay.
Sunny's the female, Shadow the male. Makes sense.
Those are cool names.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Dan McGinley, vice president of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club Inner Circle.
And local lunatic.
Area lunatic.
These kits of his are not replacements. They're not the heir apparent. What? Sonny and Shadow will not be part of the ceremony. It's all Phil's job. There will only be one Punxsutawney Phil. Well,
but they'll eventually do it, right?
Yeah. And isn't Punxsutawney Phil like a Menudo thing?
Phil's not living forever, right?
Yeah, when Phil goes, they don't say anything. They just bring the...
Right. I think they just bring a new one
in,
they
shove
right?
out the new Phil.
Oh, it's got to be maybe they have a Shamu, too.
Did you know that the groundhog family lives in a climate-controlled burrow? Not at the zoo, at the local library.
Oh, so you can go visit them?
Apparently.
Wow.
The library?
Do you know yeah. the... No,
I heard they had a 15,000 square foot apartment. That's what I heard.
I'm just saying it's lucky that when these little kits were born, they didn't see their shadow. Because if they do, they have to crawl back in their mama.
Oh, jeez.
Very, very awkward.
Lucky for Phyllis, then.
Yeah, the re-entry. You want to have the Pitocin for that.
Oh.
Is this where Caboodle came from? Kit and Caboodle?
I don't know. So if Kit means younger...
Baby no. groundhogs are called kits.
Other babies are called kits, too.
Yeah, but I think kit in that sense means like...
Where's Caboodle? A
kit of something.
You have rations. Like a...
Yes.
Like a track athlete would say, I've got to get my kit. It's kind of your gear.
What about the Caboodle? Well, I've always heard kit and Caboodle.
Sure. Together?
I've never heard Caboodle by itself.
No, yeah. Yeah, kit and Caboodle.
Kit Caboodle. Yeah. Look that up.
I'm just like up. Flotsam and Jetsam?
Those are two words.
Faddle and faddle? What are we doing here?
A caboodle can be a group of people or a whole collection. Usually in the phrase, the whole kit and caboodle.
Hmm.
Well, that doesn't sound like a definition at all.
It doesn't.
But there's no baby critters, right?
No.
Okay, well.
Can you try to look up caboodle by itself?
I did, and that's what I read to you, but
I see.
It was...
So, I'm sorry. So the
I know. It wasn't very...
Shadow and Sonny are the kids of the...
Punxsutawney Phil.
That'll be the morning show that Josh ends up being the sidekick for when we, Chick and I, both die.
I do like the idea that I just have to bounce around as a sidekick.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You've been labeled.
Yeah, you can never have a show of your own.
That's fine with me.
That's the Shadow and Sonny show. I'm Josh.
I love being the side. Yeah.
I'm the cloud.
Kit is a backpack, by the way. It's a backpack.
Oh, okay.
Whole kit and caboodle.
How about that?
There you go.
Well, that doesn't... No.
That didn't answer caboodle. Right,
it doesn't answer caboodle.
We knew what kit meant.
I'm answering kit.
You know what, Pat?
Well,
you
no one
tried.
Asked you to answer kit.
You and I tried, and we had the least invested in the answers.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.